Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
As we head into the weekend, we want to remind you, Father's Day is Sunday, don't forget. We also want to hear about your dad. From now to the end of the show, you can call in and give your dad a shout-out on the air. You can tell us what he's like, what best piece of advice he ever gave you. 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. Time to shout out dads. You can also send us a message on Instagram or tweet to us at @OlivetWNYC. And as your calls come in, we're going to bring in Gothamist Arts and Culture editor Ben Yakis. Ben joins me now to recommend some good movies you can watch this weekend while you celebrate dads. Hi, Ben.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So we're starting with a group that you've called, Space Dads. Space Dad
Space
movies.
Space Dads.
So you picked Ad Astra, First Man, and Interstellar. So what is the secret to a good Space Dad movie?
Yeah, it's like a real trend because all these movies are from the last like 6 or 7 years. You know, not to cast too wide a net, but my impression is that dads generally love adventure films. They love procedural films, which are movies that go into detail about how things are done or made. And they have soft spots for historical films that maybe are also somewhat inspirational. And space movies combine all three of these. They have the thrill of exploration and the unknown. These three movies all center on relatable male protagonists, and none of them are too violent or anything. And on top of that, they're all kind of like what I'd also say are male weepies. They're movies about fathers dealing with heavy emotions, but in very masculine ways. So in Ad Astra, it's about Brad Pitt literally crossing the universe in order to resolve his daddy issues. In Interstellar, it's about Matthew McConaughey crossing the universe to realize that he kind of missed out on his relationship with his daughter. And then in First Man, it's about Ryan Gosling channeling the grief over his child's death by becoming an astronaut, the first astronaut to walk on the moon.
All right, so another movie on here that could be a classic Space Dad movie is Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
So why did you pick this one?
Well, I think this one is sort of similar to the others in terms of being like a inspirational historic story. But at the same time, this one has the added bonus of having Tom Hanks, who, along with Denzel Washington, are like the ultimate dad figures in American cinema over the last 30 years. And even when they're not playing dads specifically, they still feel like they're playing dads.
So this is a 1995 movie. So how does the CGI and the tech hold up? Does it look, I mean, is there sort of like a, oh, that's cute?
No, it's not like Lawnmower Man or something. I think the advantage it has is that so much of the film takes place in the confines of the ship that it didn't need to go crazy with CGI or anything. There's a lot of practical effects and stuff that they built for the movie. So it actually holds up pretty well. You're not going to be like too embarrassed or anything like seeing weird sci-fi stuff like the ending of that movie Contact, which is a little funny to see now.
Let's take a call. Tom is calling from Park Slope on line one with a dad shout out. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I want to shout out to my dad, Sam, who dropped out of high school to fight in World War II because his older brothers had already been drafted and he had to work, and then he was drafted. Years later, when I was in high school, he went back to night classes, earned his GED. That changed our lives, enabled me to go to college. I now teach high school equivalency myself. I'm the first in my family to earn a college degree, then get a master's, and I feel like I'm giving back. And every time I teach my students who are earning their high school equivalency, I think of my dad.
I think we need to make a movie about Tom and his dad. Tom, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that story.
And a quick shout out to my mom, who worked as a seamstress sewing uniforms for soldiers during World War II. So, you know, come from a family that both parents were deeply involved in fighting fascism. So, and we're here today Democracy will stay strong if we can make a change in the White House.
Tom, thanks for calling in. Our number is 646-435-7280. If you want to give a shout out to your dad or to a dad in your life, maybe tell what a best piece of advice you would ever get or just given, or just want to say, hey, dad. My guest is Ben Yakis. We're talking about dad movies. Okay, so you have the dad revenge movie here. We were talking about Denzel Washington earlier. This is Man on Fire. So Man on Fire does not have the best Rotten Tomatoes rating. What are the reviewers missing?
So yeah, Man on Fire, not every dad, I think, is into violent movies, but just as there are plenty of guys who love the ultra-violent stuff, there are plenty of dads who still like to have a little extra kick with their action movie. And there's this subgenre of dad revenge films, like the Liam Neeson Taken movies, or the Liam Neeson Cold Pursuit movie. There's a lot of Liam Neeson movies that really are right here. But Denzel Washington is the star of Man on Fire, and it's a highly stylized film in which he plays a somewhat suicidal former Marine Corps who becomes the bodyguard of a very precocious 9-year-old Dakota Fanning. And she gets kidnapped, and he goes on an insane spree to get her back. And I think the thing that reviewers at the time had a problem with is that the second half of the film is incredibly violent and intense. And to me, it works because if you're into that kind of thing, it commits so hard. And the movie is so well directed by Tony Scott. He's, as I said, a very stylized filmmaker. And it does not look like most action films. There's something a little bit just extreme about the way it's shot. It's a little gauzy. And I admire the relentlessness of it. And he plays this father figure. So if you have a dad who's really into the sort of like righteous dad kind of figure, mm-hmm. and he likes maybe a little violence, this is a surprisingly good one to go with.
Let's go to Annie from Manhattan. Annie's like a lot of us whose dads are no longer with us. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for taking my call. Well, my dad was a teacher, and his name was Ralph Giobbe. And I interviewed him at the end of his life, and I asked him if he had any advice, like if there was something that he wished he'd known or he had learned. And he's like, I wish I'd learned to keep my mouth shut. Just shut up and listen. I think of him often, you know, these past few weeks, because I think there's a lot to be listened to. And I'm a talker, so I'm trying to take his advice.
Annie, that's a fantastic story to share. Thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate it. If you'd like to give a shout out to your dad, maybe a piece of advice or a dad in your life, 646-435-7280. We're talking with Ben Yakis, arts and culture editor at Gothamist, who has some great movies to watch with dads. So let's say dad's a cinephile. You suggest Bicycle Thieves, an Italian movie from the 40s.
Yeah, this is a Italian neo-realist film, and it's a dad tearjerker. It's about a father who has to stoop to thievery in the impoverished Italy of post-war, post-World War II. And it's about his relationship with his son and him trying to impart some good life lessons. And I think it's one of those things where there's maybe a lot of younger people who have not seen this film. So it's a sort of fun chance to connect with a dad if your dad is a cinema lover. And as well, if your dad is someone who really loves movies, really loves delving into black and white movies and older movies and foreign films, if you haven't gotten him a Father's Day gift yet, this is a great reason to get him a subscription to the Criterion Channel, which is just chock full of amazing older and foreign films.
You also have Boys on the Hood on the list, and it was directed by John Singleton, who passed away recently, and it stars Lawrence Fishburne. So let's play a little bit of Lawrence Fishburne's Give Me the Gun speech to Cuba Gooding Jr., and this is from Boys in the Hood.
Oh, you bad now, huh? You bad. You got to shoot somebody now, huh? Well, here I am. Come on, shoot me. You bad, right? Look, I'm sorry about your friend. My heart goes out to his mother and his family, but that's their problem, Trey. You my son, you my problem. I want you to give me the gun.
What kind of dad is Fishburne in this movie, Ben?
I get chills listening to that clip. He's so, so good. So much of this film is about masculinity and about the environments that black children grow up in and how it affects and alters their adult lives. And Fishburne plays his character, Furious Styles. It's right there in his name, Furious. He's somebody who has seen violence and seen the issues of the world, and he is trying to channel it into a more enlightened consciousness for his child. He's trying to set a better example for him, and he's trying to mentor him through the troubles in his life, through the gentrification of that neighborhood and the gang violence that they're growing up around, and come out better than some of his peers are around him.
Let's try to slide in one more call on line two, Gene from Marlboro, New Jersey. Gene, your dad was a teacher. What was his best piece of advice?
He gave me and my sisters the same advice his father gave him, and that was the two things in life that can get you into trouble are your mouth and your sex organs. And it's real easy to remember, and
yes,
I also shared that with my daughter, and she used it in her high school yearbook as her saying.
Gene, thank you for sharing that. Hey, Ben, this is almost a tradition. You have to put something from Mamma Mia on, and you have Mamma Mia on your list of Father's Day movies. We got about a minute. Go.
So, first off, it's not just moms who love singing along to ABBA. Plenty of dads love singing along to ABBA. But, of course, the films, especially the first one, is based around this question of who is the father of Meryl Streep's daughter. And there's three different men who could be. So it literally is about a sort of Father's Day celebration of trying to figure out who the father is. And then on like a metatextual level, I think that there's just this hilarious running joke in this movie, which is that they keep forcing Pierce Brosnan to sing all of these classic ABBA songs.
Okay, Matt, bring up the ABBA while Ben finishes. So Pierce Brosnan's got to sing ABBA.
Yeah.
Ben Yak is arts and culture editor from Gotham. Thanks.
Bye.